Welcome to WJR's Internet Advisor Podcast. Catch the live show every Saturday night from 8 till 10 Eastern on News Talk 760 WJR or listen online at WJR.com. Now, here are your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
And a very good evening to you all aboard the 8th anniversary program of the Internet Advisor. Good evening. My name is Foster Brown. And to my left, as is usual on Saturday, is Gary Baker, the Internet Advisor. Gary, good to have you here.
It's great to be here. Our 8th anniversary. We've been doing this for a long time, Foster.
Long time. As a matter
of
fact,
it's been fun every time.
Somebody told me we're the longest running originally produced program, you know, live program here on Detroit Radio on the Internet.
On the Internet, I'm sure that's true.
And the youngster of the crowd here, Ed Rudell, is with us, our technology specialist. You probably are among the three of us the youngster.
That's true.
Let's not go into that. I am
very slow today. I was at that NFL experience all day today with my kids. It was a blast.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, Ed actually tried to keep up with his son.
Yeah, now how silly is that?
Really? We did a 4.9 on the 50-yard dash on that floor. That was great. I was just inches behind him.
That's well, and see, we've been eating cake here just before the show started because our anniversary
right.
cake, and you should have had a little bit of cake.
A little energy back
there,
yeah.
Boy, that would have
I'm not sure if I
could
handle
level.
The crash afterwards.
That's exactly it. A little sugar shot. Well, hey, we've got a big program ahead of us today. We've got some fun thing that we're going to do in this first hour of the program, where we're going to talk to some of the people who have been a part of our program over the last 8 years, people that we've come to know and appreciate, in particular, people that we have tried to let you folks know about because they've had great resources for your internet experience. And among them, well, we're going to have some great people like Terry Takai, who is the Michigan's Chief Information Officer.
That's right. She's done a great job since taking over a very, very tough role trying to pull all that IT together for the state of Michigan. And we'll talk to her. And we've had her on before. She was one of the women in technology from Cranes had given her an award. And we had her on at that time and a couple other times.
Yep, she's a classy lady, just doing a great job for the state of Michigan. Well, I've been talking with her. Donna Klein, the eBay lady, will be with us. Cindy O'Neill, we actually know her as Mrs. Wizard.
Cindy O'Neill, who was that?
Yes, exactly it. Mrs. Wizard, she's got a wonderful website. It's just an incredibly helpful website. She's right now in our chat room, by the way, if you want to step in there and say hello to her. Jan Ness is the president of Online Technologies. The people who bring a lot of the technology behind the WJR website will be here. Charlie Hopper, that was your first remote broadcast, I think.
When Charlie comes on, we're going to talk a little bit about that. He'll remember going up there and
he's up where winter
pasty,
lives.
Pasty.com. That's
pasty.
Right.
Pasty.com. And the Keweenaw Peninsula, the Yopra Peninsula. I mean, this is like 12 hours from here, folks. That's how far north it is. Also, Katrina Blankenship, who had Katrina.com, that great story after the hurricane.
That's right. Helped so many people.
And that's just some of what's going to be happening in this first hour of the program as we celebrate our 8th anniversary. But, Gary, before we get there, I know that you have a mixed marriage.
I do.
That is. Yes. That his wife, Gary is a Wolverine. That's a given here. Okay?
Through and through.
He bleeds maize and blue. But anyway, his wife, Carol, is she's a Spartan.
She is. Yes. And happy to be so. And of course, I am no fool. I root for the Spartans of MSU in every way except for one Saturday in the fall, a few Fridays and Saturdays in the wintertime. But otherwise, you know, they're right here in the state of Michigan. And the reason you mentioned it is our guest is from MSU. We've had him on before. Bruce Vandenberg is a professor of advertising there at the Broad School of Communications, I believe. Mm-hmm. Bruce, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show. Welcome back.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us.
So we have a Wolverine on. That's good.
Yeah, I like that. A Wolverine right. introducing a Spartan to talk about Super Bowl ads. But that really is kind of the fun that you folks have on our homepage. It says Michigan State faculty to pick a Super Bowl ad winner. Talk a little bit about the competition that's going on, and let's talk about some of the ads that are going to be on the big game tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay, good. Well, you know, This is your eighth year. This is our ninth year doing this, and we get together at a faculty member's home in Hazlitt here, and he has a beautiful home and a lot of big screen TVs, so it works out really well.
What an excuse. I'm going to have to use this kind of an excuse. My wife. Hey,
I'm doing
work.
Research. Yeah.
We're doing research, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And but I know it's work. When everybody else is watching the game, we go to the bathroom, and then we come back to watch the ads.
Oh, I see. When everybody else takes their potty break, you come back.
Hey, that's just like my kids and wife. Yeah. You know, that's what they want to do.
All right. So what are we looking for this year? What are some of the outstanding ads that you think will walk away with the do they have a name for the prize?
There's a good idea. We don't. We talk in terms of touchdowns and fumbles, basically. But, we've got to think of that, a best of show, but a better name than that. Yes.
I suggest that you think of that as you're watching the game, trying to determine, doing the other kind of research that you might be doing, you know, less filling, better taste, less filling.
Tastes
good.
Right.
Tastes good, less filling, yeah.
It's a classic, it's a hard job, but somebody has to do it.
Yeah, yep.
But you've been doing this for 9 years, this is really serious, right? I mean, you really do rate the commercials, and these are expensive commercials.
Yeah, and we actually have some criteria that we use. But so we rate them. There's about 15 faculty members watching them, and we do it in real time, so we have to call out our ratings very quickly because we have somebody upstairs at a laptop who's recording the ratings as we go along. So we kind of know, you know, which commercials are doing well and which are not, you know, as the evening goes on. So.
Well, what are some of the – give me just, Mike, the top three that you think will be in contention here during the Super Bowl.
Well, this is interesting because I think we have some outsiders or outliers, whatever you want to call them this year. Emerald Nuts, which is a brand of nuts from the Diamond Food Company in California.
Right, the almonds, I think, and other kinds of nuts.
Yeah, and other kinds. Yeah, they have a whole line of them. And they had a commercial last year with a father and a daughter, and the father was making up stories about, you know, if you eat Emerald Nuts, this will happen to you, and Santa Claus shows up, and so on. But anyway, this year they've got this contest online, so they've got to tie it in with an online contest where you go to their Emerald Nuts site, and they've got little cartoons, little animated cartoons, and you make up a phrase using the first letter, or the letters of Emerald Nuts. So you have something like this. Every morning, Eskimos record a little duet nearby, uncommonly,
tart
spelled Emerald Nuts. You know, each morning, Elf Randy and Lord Devon need unlimited tomato soup or something like that. I don't know. So you go online, you make these up, and when you make them up, you submit them, and so you're in the running for a daily prize and a overall prize. So it really ties in the internet well. And it's kind of a goofy product, so it's a funny contest.
But you guys, of course, are looking for creativity in this.
Yeah.
Okay, just two other ones quickly, and then I want to hear, you know, talk about just a little bit about the impact of these ads and why we pay so much attention to them. But two other ones you think will be in contention.
I'm on the lookout for Toyota because it's a bilingual ad, and there's a guy who speaks Spanish and English to his son, and so he's hybrid, like the car is a hybrid.
Is that clever?
Yeah.
Is that smart like a fox.
Yeah, I think I haven't heard too many people mention that. And the word from our other media sources is look out for the Sprint ad. And I don't know what's going to happen there, but there's some kind of fight between two guys who are fighting over their cell phone service.
All right, so Sprint ads. So Sprint, Toyota, and Emerald Nuts are the three top contenders.
And GoDaddy is an online service to help register domain names. Mm-hmm. They had a good one last year. I understand they're coming back this year. Have you heard anything about them, Bruce?
Did it make it? They're always notorious for their ads not getting there, which really drives people to the internet to see the ad.
That's what's going on.
Clever dogs. Well, you know, and it's interesting because it's that play between the internet and the game as well.
Yeah. Have you seen the one this year? I don't know if it's on. It's on their website, which is basically a guy talking to some people in his office, and he's looking out the window in a skyscraper, and the window washer is that beautiful girl from last year.
Yeah. That'll be a fun one. I'm going to make sure I see that one.
You know what's interesting that our parent company, the Disney-owned ABC companies, apparently they are charging an average of $2.5 million for a 30-second ad. Now, we know it's big business for ABC,
right.
But what about for the companies that go into this thing? I mean, it looks like a huge gamble. Does it pay off?
Unbelievable as a percentage of their sales. I mean, if you're Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch, you have deep pockets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of these other companies, such as the Diamond Food Company, you know.
Betting a lot of betting a lot of the advertising budget on that on this
sure.
one.
And now you have the Olympics on the heels of this, and so a lot of these same advertisers are also in the Olympics.
Wow.
And that's $700,000.
A bargain.
A mere pittance.
Well, now, we can only hope that this year we don't have wardrobe malfunctions
highlight
things. In.
Now, people can get on and rate Super Bowl ads too, right? How does that work?
We have a website that's been put together by, and can I mention the firm's
name?
Sure,
please. Absolutely.
Okay. Collaboration is the name of the firm, and they've helped us out for free, basically, and because we're an educational enterprise. And they put together a website where people can go and vote for their favorite ad at the two-minute warning and for about 35 to 45 minutes after that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, do we have, we linked to the article that was there. Do we have that button?
Yes, we should.
Okay, let's see if it's there. We're going on, and we're taking a look, and we're clicking through our site here.
Okay.
And we
linked off to
the newsroom.
That's right.
MSU newsroom.
Okay.
Is it in there in the release?
I can give you. Can I give the website? Quickly?
Well, I tell you what I do. I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to give it to Eric. And then what we'll do is
we will
make sure we put a button up there, a link, a show link that lets people get in there, and so that they can participate tomorrow and vote for their favorite ad.
And that'll make it real easy for anybody listening. They don't have to try to write it down or
turn
the light on in the car and try with all that snow and rain coming down. They'll just go home, get on our site, and just click right off to your site. So they'll be
ready
to vote.
We're going to put you on hold right now. Thank you very much again, Bruce Vandenberg, MSU Professor of Advertising. And this will be the big contest again. There's Super Bowl 40 ads, and they have a neat interactive way, apparently, for you being involved in the voting as well. And he's going to give that information to Eric, our screener, and MacBoy will then put it up on the homepage as well, so you guys can get involved in that. Thanks again to Bruce for that. We got to take a pause, and when we come back, we got a whole host of people. We're going to start off with our state chief information officer, Terry Takai, coming up in just a moment here live on the 8th anniversary of the Internet Advisor.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. You can use our chat room to talk live to our host every Saturday night between 8 and 10 Eastern.
Welcome back to the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell. It's our 8th anniversary, and as part of our 8th anniversary celebration, we thought we'd check in with some people who have been important guests in our program in the past. And one of those people that we spoke with a while back, has spoken with on a number of occasions, is Terry Takai, who is the Michigan Chief Information Officer. Terry, welcome to WJR.
Well, thank you. And let me just tell you what an honor it is for me to congratulate you and the Internet Advisor Show on 8 successful years. And it's just been a great honor to have been able to speak to you on a couple of times, on past shows.
You know, I will have to tell you, Terry, that one of my favorite shows was when Cranes highlighted the women in technology.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And we had, I think, I don't know, 7 or 8 of you all in the studio
time. Oh, that was
what
so good.
High-powered show.
We had you and Sue. I think Sue Unger was in the studio at the time.
And there was,
Chrysler. And who were some of the others? Oh, now I'm going to get it because I've forgotten the other names.
Anyway.
Now I'm in trouble.
Remember Terry?
Yeah, we remember you, Terry.
Absolutely. It was a great show.
Well,
and it was a great opportunity to, kind of meet the women who were in technology in that group.
Yeah.
It was great.
Boy, the IQ in the room really went
up. Oh, man. Man, you better have a pretty good grip on your manhood when you're, on your manliness, I should say, because that was pretty intimidating set of circumstances, Terry.
It was great. There were a lot of high-powered women here, and Terry, that was it was fun talking to all of you. But
you guys are going strong here. It's terrific.
Well, and you too.
Like the Energizer Bunny.
I'll tell you what. When you took over as a CIO for the state of Michigan, and it was really kind of there was just a lot of work to do, and you've just been over a little over 4 years now, just clicking them off And it's wonderful to see things working so well here at the state.
Well, it's been an exciting time. It really has. And
I'm sure we don't see all the excitement. We just see the results. You probably see the excitement.
Well, but, you know, that's the good part. I'm glad to hear you say that because, you know, sometimes it does take us a little more work in the background than what we would like.
I'm sure it does.
But we're so excited. We're adding online services at a rapid clip.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that we're so excited about is that a lot of our new services are really focused on getting the Michigan economy going.
Mm-hmm.
And jobs, jobs, jobs. Mm. And we put up the Michigan Talent Bank, which you may have heard of, and had a really very successful time where we actually brought people in. We had a kind of a job fair at the Michigan State Fairgrounds and had hundreds of people come in, actually had us up and running, and many people had already put their resumes in, and we were matching them to employers. We have a very similar kind of a site for internship opportunities. We've been continuing to improve all of our online services for businesses to come online, and we've got a new online business wizard that we're working on now that's going to make it even easier for businesses to come to Michigan. And some of those things are really the most exciting things that we've got on the plate.
That's wonderful. I remember we highlighted when you put licenses up on online, and we highlighted that activity because, you know, as much as we see all the things that you're doing to make it easier for the citizens of the state, you're also spending a great deal of time lowering the cost, and that's really helping all of us that pay taxes because then our tax dollars get to go to other things.
Exactly. The thing that's always in our mind is what you've just said, and that is that every technology dollar that we spend is a technology dollar that the taxpayers spend. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we're spending those dollars to turn around benefits for the citizens. And over the past 2.5 years, we've taken out over $100 million in our technology spend.
Yeah.
And we've been able to increase the number of services that we deliver. Mm. So we're really feeling as though we've made some huge strides in terms of our efficiency and our ongoing operation, but again, making sure that we're not only providing services, but that we're actually also increasing the security and the privacy of all citizen information, because as you know, that's becoming an increasingly important item and an item of increasing concern to our citizens, as it well should be.
Oh, yeah. Terry, I'd like to invite you to come back if we could sometime.
Absolutely.
I'd like to have you talk in particular about the job creation aspect of what you're doing, because that's a crucial thing here in Southeast Michigan, or all throughout our state, to be honest with you.
Well, I would love to. You know that, I'm always excited to talk with you guys. It's always fun. And, again, we're so excited about what we're doing. You know, any chance that I get to talk about it is something that I love to do.
All right, Terry.
We'll do that.
We'll look forward to it again. Thank you so much for being with us here.
Well, great, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Terry. That's Terry Takai, Michigan's Chief Information Officer, and I do look forward to having her in to talk about that.
She's a dynamo.
Just absolutely a dynamo. All right, let's. Our next guest is somebody that I met because I found her website. Somebody recommended it to me. And it had some very small, some tiny treasure, she used to call them, and still does, as a matter of fact, of software packages, different kind of things that took up very little space when hard drives were much smaller and did big jobs. I'm talking, of course, about Mrs. Windsor, Cindy Neal, who's with us. Cindy, welcome to WJR.
Oh, thank you, darling. I tell you, it is such an honor to be able to wish you all a happy, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
You guys
very
are the
much.
Greatest. I love talking to you.
So yeah, I will have to tell you, Foster said, let's have Cindy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, Cindy. He says, you know, Mrs. Wizard. Oh, yes, of course. Mrs. Wizard.
You guys are just so special.
Well, tell me now. You must be, you know, at least 8 times more famous than the last time we talked with you.
Oh, really? I know. Well, every time you talk about me on your radio show, I can tell because I get new subscribers to my newsletter. It's just wonderful.
That's excellent. All right.
And some of those subscribers are now, it's gotten to the point where now they're actually sending me tiny treasures. It's like people all over the world are looking for these little gems and jewels.
What are some of the tiny treasures you've come up with recently?
Oh, recently, this last month, a fellow sent me one that, well, it's a freebie, and it will actually clean up your favorites list. He said he had like 400 and some odd favorite places.
Boy, I think we all have that problem.
Also, it'll check for dead links, basically.
He had to scroll a little bit to get to them and everything. But this little darling, you just run it. It's very easy to install, which, you know, that's one of the criteria.
Absolutely.
Can't make me crazy in any way or give me any more gray hair than I already have. And it's really neat. You just install it and run it, and it cleans up your favorite places, and it's really nifty. It gives you the option. I mean, it doesn't just willy-nilly clean them all out. I was a little worried about that. You know, well, like, it doesn't like this one, but you want to keep it. You do have the option to, you know, look at it. It lets you know which ones have dead links, so they've been there for a while, and it cut his down in half.
Now, Mr. Wizard, I haven't checked recently, but Cindy, do you have a podcast that people can download and listen to, or a blog that they can subscribe to?
No, but I tell you what I am doing lately. I've been playing with a little program called Camtasia. It's not really a little
tell
program.
Us about that.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, yeah. And it allows me to make video tutorials where I can babble like a rook. They actually hear my voice, and I can talk to them. And what I'm doing is I'm making little mini tutorials. In the last few months, I've included one little one, about 4 or 5 minutes, in each newsletter over, and it's usually regarding something that someone has asked me.
Yeah.
And instead of just telling them or typing it out in an email with pictures and everything, I can do it with pictures and sound and actually show them how to do it.
Can we steal
like
that?
One lady had a problem with her, she couldn't make her window smaller where she could move it around. And you know how programs like to fill your screen?
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I just showed how to make the windows resizable and how to move them around on
the
screen.
Wonderful.
I'm real tickled with it.
Folks,
wow,
one of the
great use of technology.
One of the great things about Mrs. Wizard, Cindy, what she's done over the years is just that, to try to make the experience of using the internet and your computer a simple one and an enjoyable one. You've done a wonderful job of it. Tell us what that, I tell you what, could you, when you get back in the chat room, Eric will be watching there, just get us the link to that. Was it Camtasia?
Oh, Camtasia is the program. Actually, it's a pretty expensive little program. It's a program that lets you, it will record your screen.
Okay.
I'm sure there are others out there, and there might even be some freewares out there. I've just gotten...
Well, we'd like to find out more about that, because Ed's eyes lit up.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Because he does a lot of this kind of thing where we'll do screen captures.
Oh, yeah.
And then put them on there. But this would allow you to actually show the movement.
Well, pictures worth a thousand words.
You can hook them. If you've got a microphone attached to your computer, it will let you, it's all live. And then it will allow you to save the entire presentation or the entire movie in a flash format, which makes it very easy to put up on the internet. Anybody can see it. You can even size it. You know, like I have rather large monitors, so I can go on ahead. When I did that window resizing thing on the last month's newsletter, I have my monitor is really large. Well, that could take a lot of space and take forever to download. Well, I was able to make it smaller. And they could still see it. Oh, boy, I just look at you guys all excited.
Sounds like we're pretty excited about this.
I will put a link to the TechSmith website so you all can take
excellent.
A look at it.
Excellent. We would like to find out more about that.
I went to MrsWizard.com, which is Cindy's site, and I looked in Gems. It's not there.
No,
because this isn't a gem. This isn't the
tiny
treasure.
Well, it's a gem. What's a gem? But not too many people.
Not to other
people.
No, it's also
along the lines of Photoshop.
It's big. It's big.
But there are a lot of other gems, real gems that are here, as well as tiny treasures. And
I tell you, one of my favorite gems is OpenOffice.org.
Tell
you know, people don't want to spend.
That's right. I see it. Office program.
Mucho hundreds of dollars to get the latest office suite. They can get OpenOffice.org for free, and it will open the latest. You know,
Microsoft
Word.
Any Microsoft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Note file.
Ooh.
And
Ooh.
The size is only
and,
and the size is only 61 meg, I see from
well,
your
yeah,
site. So. All right.
Now that's a real gem. Now you got now if you've got a modem connection, you know, you better have some serious patience.
Yes, exactly. Hey, you know, Cindy, this happens all the time. We get her on, you know, and we kind of said beforehand, well, we'll just talk for like 5 minutes. We can't do that with Cindy. It's impossible. Aww. There's too much to talk about. So we gotta make an appointment to have you back again. In a little while, we want to have you back around. We can talk about what you're putting up on your website and many other things as well. It's so good to have you around.
Oh,
thank you for
thank
all your
you
helpfulness.
Guys, and happy anniversary.
Thanks.
thank you very much. And she's going to go back into the chat room probably right now and join the rest of the usual group of suspects in there. We got to take a quick break when we come back. Guys, we really do have a lot of people to talk to yet. We want to talk to Jan Ness, who from Online Technologies, the people who power a lot of the great things on the WJR website. Charlie Hopper, who is the general manager of Pasty.net, and we'll talk to him and about the first remote that Gary did. And Katrina right. Blankenship is also going to be visiting us, along with the eBay lady, Donna Klein.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. For help with any computer problems, call us during our live show every Saturday night from 8 till 10 Eastern. Or click to our webpage at WJR.com for our discussion forums.
Charlie owns Pasty.com.
Well, not actually.
Oh.
I don't own it. I manage it.
You manage
it. Well, we just gave you a promotion. Come on, now don't be turning
well,
down the promotions.
Thank you.
and from Pasty.com, you can guess that that's in the UP of our great state here of Michigan.
Certainly is.
Up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. You got snow up there, Charlie?
Well, tonight we're getting a little bit. It's about 16 degrees here, I think, and some snow pelting out of the north.
Charlie, I have to tell you that because my wife's family is Swedish and Finnish.
That's right.
They have a little cabin way up in the Keweenaw that we go to every year. I really enjoy telling people about the great big thermometer.
In Copper Harbor?
That stands up. It's on the way to Copper Harbor, but it measures the annual snowfall.
That's right.
That's right.
People just are hardly believe me when I tell them what the annual snowfall is up there.
Yeah, almost 400 inches.
Can you believe that?
Oh, you know, you just ruined my punchline. I was going to say that up there they do not measure in inches, they measure in feet.
Yeah. There's a rim shot. There you go.
So 410 inches.
Well, Charlie, I remember that Paul W. Smith, I think, was the first one to discover you.
Yeah.
And really, by talking to you and had a number of people heard you on his show and went to your site. And then we did a show with you, and then you invited me up when we were up there over the summertime to come do a video remote. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. I was searching the website tonight. I put in Cone of Silence.
Folks, you got to imagine, if you can remember those old hair dryers maybe your mom or maybe your grandma used to get under when she was in the hairdressers. I don't know if they still have them around.
Well, what happened was...
Well, that was Gary's. That's where Gary was broadcasting from.
Stillwater Retirement Home, where Charlie was... Now, tell me, you're the director of that?
Administrator. I was the administrator on the staff, on the payroll there for about a decade, and then we went on a volunteer basis as I moved off more full-time into Pasty Central and Pasty Net.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was where we had the best connectivity, and you said... Let's go let's do a website or a web remote, and we did a webcam from up there, and the only place we could get in and do it appropriately, at least that was your story. That was how you got me to sit in the beauty parlor in the chairs with the big cone of silence over us, and it was
wonderful.
We
have a picture out there somewhere among the 100,000 plus photos on Pasty.com.
All right,
we'll talk later.
And I'll pay you. Let's keep this secret here. I'll just pay you off,
Charlie. Just quickly, we don't have a lot of time right now, but we're going to get back in touch and catch up with you as with these other people we're talking with today. But your pasties, you use your website also to market pasties, which are a unique dish. A Cornish dish with, if you will, pastry on the outside, and the inside it's got meat and potatoes and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You market them around the world, am I right?
Well, actually, we have people from around the world who order them, but we only deliver them here in the United States. In fact, we're authorized to do it in Canada, but we haven't shipped any to our neighbors to the north here. But to all 50 states, we do ship the pasties. And quite often, servicemen will, when they come home, be waiting for them. It's been a real treat and delight.
Well, Charlie, we're going to have to get you back on the horn here again sometime to talk about what's been happening in these last 8 years, how things have developed for you up there, up north.
Love to come. And, you know, this is an eight-year anniversary for us this month, too. It was eight years ago we started the PastyCam, a daily picture and daily discussion. And we were blogging before there were bloggers.
I remember the Bridge Cam. Then I'd go to your site see if the bridge was up or down.
Yeah.
Excellent. Charlie, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, happy anniversary, too.
Thank you so much.
Charlie.
Happy anniversary to you. 8 years for that pasty can.
Right.
Now, I do believe that we have Jan Ness with us from Online Technologies. And, Jan, I certainly hope that our technologies are working to bring you to us.
They seem to be just fine. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Jan, how are you?
And this is the telcos.
Well.
It's
nice to talk with you guys again.
Well, Jan's company, actually, Gary started out with Jan these many years ago.
Founded the company back in 94 when we actually formally founded it. And then Jan's taken over fully. He'd been involved since, I think, about 99. Was that right, Jan?
Yeah, I think summer of 99. And Gary, you formed it on April 1st
Fool's
of
Day.
94, yeah. Before Netscape existed, right?
That's right. We were 3 days before Netscape formed.
Now, Jan, why don't you just tell some folks, what are some of the services that you provide WJR's website with?
Well, probably the most common or most known is the streaming. If you go to WJR's website and click a few buttons there up off the banner, I believe.
Right now, anywhere. We have people in Florida who listen to us.
You know, actually, I've had people, we see people listening in Turkey and Japan, all over the world, believe it or not.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we see that data. We see exactly who's listening. It's actually pretty phenomenal.
That is fascinating. Now, Online Technologies, and I just want to make this kind of quick, but Online Technologies is a small internet service provider, an ISP.
Not that small anymore.
Well, but no, and it has grown. But, right. I mean, you're kind of an endangered species in some ways, listening to some commentaries, you know, that ISPs are being gobbled up by bigger companies all the time. So how have you managed to, you know, to stay on your own?
Well, actually, we focus on businesses. We don't really do much with residences. You know, Comcast seems to do a pretty good job there, or some people might debate that. But between Comcast and now AT&T or whatever you want to call them next, they seem to do a pretty good job of taking care of the residences. So we focused on what's called internet infrastructure for mostly small to medium-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. And it's not just so much connectivity, but every single one of these small to medium-sized businesses are baking the internet into their product and how they service their customers, how they sell their stuff, everything. And, you know, the new regulations and the cyber attacks and all that sort of make it even more complex and risky.
More and more businesses are using the online experience as part of their key business procedures, and it's even part of their product as well, as you've mentioned. So they need you've kind of specialized into that area of helping the small and medium sized businesses make the most of that.
Right, exactly. Think about the regional hospital, it's a little trite, but it's right around the corner. The local barbershop allowing people to get online and, whether it's with a mobile device or online, and schedule when they're going to get a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes a little bigger. You just bought a big data center.
Yes, we have some big news. Actually, this is going to be the first that it's going to be announced. You guys are getting the...
Yes,
you are.
We scooped it.
Monday
we'll
be announcing an acquisition we did up in Flint of a very large data center. We took over General Motors' old disaster recovery facility.
Wow. And how many square feet of raised floor?
I think there's 22,500 square feet of raised floor and 10,000 of what's called power protected disaster recovery. You get all of these businesses in Southeast Michigan need a place to go if heaven forbid there's some sort of terrible.
Oh, kind of like the 9/11 disaster. Is that what this would be?
Yep, and the Y2K thing.
Yeah.
You know, the preparation for Y2K.
Yeah.
A lot of things set up for that.
I don't know if it's bunker buster proof or something, but it's pretty case hardened, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really case hardened, and it's also what's really important about disaster recovery. People don't think about this kind of stuff so much, but if there's a really big disaster, everybody remembers the blackout a couple years ago.
Yes.
You couldn't get gasoline.
No, you
and
couldn't.
I mean, not for your cars. And so, you know, having to get in a car and drive 200 miles someplace where you could work, what wasn't really much of an option, or it was a risky option because you might not make it.
Right, exactly.
So you need you know, good transportation, all kinds of stuff. It's a new world, you know.
Wow.
Well, and a number of people have asked us, you know, we're here in southeastern Michigan. We'd like to be able to talk to our internet service provider. You need a whole lot of interaction from time to time. And you're right here. Foster and I have been out to see your location. And you bring people in and can offer them not only the best of a small company, but now with this latest acquisition, really the capabilities of a much larger company. It's all right here.
Yeah, we like to be the local provider. We're accessible, but try to bring the industrial infrastructure to play.
Jan, thank you so much for being with us. And even more, thank you so much for the great work that you do behind the scenes for WJR and for many businesses. Delight having you here with us.
Thanks. Congratulations on your anniversary, you guys. It's really great what you guys do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sure, thanks.
Jan Ness, he's the president of Online Technologies Corporation. We're going to take a quick break, and I think we're probably going to be having to take some of our guests into the next hour with us to chat.
That's okay.
So we're not
we're here till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, this is our 8th anniversary. We can do anything we want, including going out and eating a lot more cake. Oh, we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. You can find more helpful resources to protect your computer on our webpage at WJR.com.
Good having you with us here at WJR. Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell celebrating our 8th anniversary. By the way, we will open our phone lines up in our second hour. We'd love to hear from you, too. If you'd like to call in and kind of celebrate these 8 years with us at 1-800-859-0WJR or 1-800-859-0957, we'd love to have you on with us. Also, beginning of next hour, we're going to be talking with Katrina Blankenship and about Katrina.com, an incredible story. But the lady who is with us right now is such a neat lady. she has taken the title of the eBay lady. I'm talking, of course, about Donna Klein. Welcome, Donna. How you doing?
Hi, Foster. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Gary. Hi, Ed.
Well, you're getting to be such a media celebrity nowadays, we kind of caught ourselves lucky to get you on the air with us.
Well, you were my first radio interview that I ever did.
Really?
And I had just listened to the show the week before. I thought, wow, that's a cool show. And then the next week you called me. I thought, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? My 7-year-old is now eBay-ized.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he ordered a little Game Boy game on the internet. He wanted to get one, and we said, okay, let's go on to eBay. And so he watched, and we watched a couple auctions, and then we bid on one. We didn't get it, and he said, Dad, let's get the other one, next one. I said, well, so he was learning a little game theory, and we started, and then we won one, and then he had to wait until it came. So he learned a little bit about PayPal, and he thinks now he can do it. He says, this is pretty easy, Dad. Come on, we can do this again.
Well, watch out. It's pretty addicting.
It certainly is. And, Donna, we've enjoyed the times that you've been on the air. We're due for another time to have you in here.
Well, sure.
To open the lines up and have people join us. But in the meantime, folks, thank you very much, Donna, for being with us. eBayLady.com is the site to go to find out more about Donna Klein. Thanks again, Donna, for being with us.
Thanks,
all right, we're going to take a quick pause for the news. When we come back, we'll be talking with Katrina Blankenship and with you folks out there.
You've been listening to a podcast of the first hour of WJR's Internet Advisor. You can find a link to our second hour on our webpage at WJR.com.